Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Officials say a train that landed in the Gunnison River is not threatening drinking water. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says leaked fuel from the locomotive is not an immediate risk to downstream intakes. Two locomotives and five cars carrying coal derailed after hitting a rock slide, leading to the rescue of two engineers. The wreck occurred a few miles upstream from the confluence between the Gunnison and Colorado Rivers. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he's voting no on President Trump's pick to lead the Bureau of Land Management. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Hickenlooper serves on the committee that will hear from former Representative Steve Pierce about his ability to do the job. Hickenlooper says he'll vote no because while in Congress, Pierce attacked environmental protections and fought to sell public lands. While conservation groups are critical of the pick, groups like the Western Energy Alliance and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association support Pierce's nomination. During Trump's first administration, the Senate never confirmed a BLM director. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Downtown Denver is lighting up for the holidays tonight. The annual Parade of Lights kicks off at 6 p.m., featuring more than 40 glowing floats, giant balloons, marching bands, and cultural performances. It's free to attend and marks the official start of the season in the Mile High City. Meanwhile, in Grand Junction, a light-filled parade will begin at 5 p.m. this evening. We have a full list of weekend events around the state. Check them out by coming to CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning.